Good evening, everybody. It's 8:34 p.m. Eastern. This is the open session of the Audit Committee on April 1st, 2019. We're calling it to order. I will first call the roll as our first item on the agenda. And let's see. All right. Adriana Castaneve. Adrienne LaViolette.
Here.
Eileen, can I interrupt you? Adriana yes. is no longer on because we've...
Yeah, I wasn't sure, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. And Adrienne is here.
She's no longer on because of what?
She termed out.
Yeah, so did I. But we are staying on the committee because we're directors until we are replaced on April 11th. But whatever.
Okay. I'm sorry, somebody is speaking to me. Carol. Oh, Serene, you were saying something?
Yeah, actually, people remain on their committee until they're replaced. So,
until they're replaced?
That's yeah.
Right. Whether or not they're still on their LC and whether they're a delegate or direct.
Okay. All righty then.
My error. So sorry, I'm not.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. So clearly both Carol and Serene are here, so I will mark them. Yes. I'm sorry, who was that? I'm just hearing weird background sounds.
Or because of a bad.
Somebody got disconnected, I guess. All right, I am here. Elaine is here. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Jamie Gomez? Not here yet. James Saverton?
Here.
Okay, Julie Hewitt. I don't think she's here yet. Ken Laufer. Not here yet. Maskila Washington.
Here.
And Paulina.
Here.
Okay, and Maxie Jackson.
Present.
Okay. That gives us 9 members of the committee, so, you know, we're good for quorum. Let's see, can anybody volunteer to be pro tem secretary tonight?
I'll do that, Eileen.
Carol, thank you very much. Let me note that. And how about...
Would send me the roll call at the end of this meeting, that would be great.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I can do that.
Go from here. Okay, bye.
Sure. And selection of timekeepers. Any volunteers for somebody to keep an eye on the time? You know, we're not that strict, but keep the general
line. I can
do that. Is that Adrienne? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So to approve the agenda is the next point on the agenda. Points to review updates on audit-related issues. I've put 40 minutes for that. First, we'll look at the contents of the report from NETA that I sent out not that long ago, I'm sorry to say, but luckily it's fairly short. Then George Walter from NETA will join us. So between George and Maxie, they will provide some additional detail and or answer questions on the fiscal year 2017 audit and documentation that we might still be looking for. I wanted to see if Maxie had anything to say on addressing the going concern issue, because I believe we have to provide something in writing to the auditors on that. And then for the fiscal year 2018 audit and beyond, I was wondering if anybody would, like Maxie or even George, even though that's not his part of things, but if there's any information on progress on the development and implementation of policies and procedures for and throughout the network. I was referring to financial operations, of course. Then the next, those were all sub-points of point three. Point four is items relating to upcoming PNB members to be seated, who will be seated April 11th. Nancy Sorden asked, I guess she's asking all committee chairs to prepare an information packet for the incoming PNB members. So I wanted to see if the rest of you had some inputs as to what should go in there, and if anybody wanted to help with it. I don't think we need to get too detailed there.
May I make a point of personal privilege?
I guess so. Go ahead.
I apologize, but I'm on another line with Ken Laufer, and he's telling me that he's trying to get into the conversation, to the call, but he's using the number that he was given to make the call to the committee, and it's not working. So I'm wondering if you could give me another number that I can give him.
I can give you a number.
You want to do that over the air? How can we do that?
Not really. Excuse me, please don't interrupt. I don't want to do it over the air.
Can you send it to my email then?
I can do that, yes.
Good, wonderful.
I'll do that right away after I finish with this agenda.
Right, I'll stop interrupting. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
That's okay, because we only have one more thing, which is action items and any other new business, and then to select the next meeting date.
Eileen, may I have the floor?
Carol? Go ahead.
I move the agenda as written with any necessary corrections.
Chair, request for information.
Go ahead. What are you saying? I'm sorry, it's hard to hear.
For the request for information. Thank you. I got dropped off the call for a second there. What was the resolution on Adriana Casanev, the fact that there are other members who have termed out who are still participating on this call? Should Adriana be participating if she were able to do so?
She was able to do so, but she hasn't participated for the last three. But she knows she could, because I got confused because we elected the new PMB board last week. And I forgot they had to be seated next week. So that was my error. She can be on if she wants.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
She hasn't been on for I don't know how many meetings. As far as I remember, let's see. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let us move ahead in any case. So we are... George should join us any minute now to give us some updates.
Did you send the information for Ken?
Can people please ask for the floor and not talk over each other? I can't quite make out what people are saying when they do that.
Message to the staff.
Maxie, go ahead, please.
If you want, in lieu of George being here, I can read the report for the benefit of those who are listening without the physical copy.
That would be great. Why don't you do that? Thank you, Maxie.
I'll wait for Carol if you want to get in, Carol.
I just wanted to remind Eileen that she was supposed to send something so that Ken could get a number. That's all.
I did that already.
You're fabulous. Sorry to interrupt.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, so Maxie is going to read a report that I understand was written, or the information at least was provided by Tish of NETA, and Maxie presented this to the PNB last Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, so I'll just read the memorandum that I submitted to the board audit committee. This document in a slight variation without, I guess, the introductory copy was submitted to the PNB, but apparently was only distributed today. So it's probably new to everybody today for that very fact. But the bottom line is the report below is provided by NETA Controller Ish Ferrari Please note that the auditors are scheduled to conduct audit field work on April 15th through the 20th, 2019 for FY17 and May 2020 through the 25th for FY18. Those two dates should be kept in mind as I do this report. So what this report that Tish put together does is it gives a bit of an update on the fiscal year 17 and fiscal year 18 audits. And so I'll go through it. First point made under fiscal year 2017 audit is that there were two NETA teams that traveled to Berkeley, California and Los Angeles to work with management to obtain outstanding audit requests. Under that first heading, the majority of the requested items have been provided and uploaded to the online portal. NETA also uploaded a copy of the open items request list with detailed notes and explanations based upon research and discussions with management. Also under the traveling to Berkeley and LA, NETA was not able to obtain supporting documentation for the following requests: KPFA, KPFK, and the National Office, other endowment funds. Under that, it says, per email correspondence with prior year audit manager, Wendy Thomas, this was also an area where Pacifica had issues obtaining data from the foundation. I'm sorry, with the auditor, Wendy Thomas had issue obtaining data from the foundation. They relied on the fact that the prior auditors had substantive documents to support balances. Also under the inability to obtain support documentation, union agreements received for WPFW, KPFK, and WBAI. And that is a matter that has, this is not me speaking from the report, but just sidebarring that we've unearthed some significant union matters that we have to address out of WBAI in just the last couple of weeks. More on that later, perhaps on a different call. Also under things not able to be obtained, stipulated award agreement for unpaid wages, documents for property sold at 1921-1925 MLK Way for $1.1 million, and accrued expense accounts payable. The subsidiary ledgers do not agree to the general ledger for most of the stations due to a lack of consistent reconciliations. An audit adjustment will be made to reconcile accounts payable. And then lastly, under things unable to be captured, KPFK contribution revenue. Under that, it says we were able to trace the donations to the bank statement. However, management does not reconcile MEMSIS reports to the general ledger or bank statement. Therefore, no other support was provided for the revenue selection. The third item listed under the guise of the visit to the West Coast is that the auditors are working to prepare a draft of the financial statement, including footnotes, based on the working trial balance prepared by NETA, which included consolidated balance sheet, income statement, and statement of functional expenses. Anything that they do not have to complete the statements or footnotes, i.e. missing numbers or information, will be highlighted in the draft. Lastly, field work for FY17 audit is scheduled to be performed remotely during the week of April 15th through the 19th, 2019. Under that, it says you might want to mute. There's a lot of noise distortion.
Yeah, I think that, Ken, is that you? I see that noise is coming in on, I think,
you might want to mute.
Number. Yeah, thank you. That's done.
Under this, it says there may be additional requests during this time as well as follow-up questions, talking about the April 15th to the 19th period. This will not be a clean audit, and the auditors will issue a qualified opinion due to the deteriorating financial state of the organization. FY 2018 audit, next. Field work for the 2018 audit is scheduled for May 20th through the 24th, 2019. NEPA team members obtained copies of 2018 monthly bank statements for public radio affiliates. I'm sorry, Pacifica radio affiliates, KPFK, WPFW, WBAI, while on site. Yes.
Maxie, I think that's the archive, not affiliates. PRA.
Oh, you're correct. Thanks for the correction.
Okay, thank you.
For Wandrin Desames also provided access to view and print bank statements within the Bank of American Cash Pro web application. NETA has begun reconciling the 2018 cash balances and will update lead sheets for each cycle. KPFK, PRA, the archives, and KPFT reconcile their own cash accounts. NETA will review. Testing and sample selections cannot begin until the 2017 audit is complete. That is the report.
Carol, for the staff.
Thank you, Maxie. I see that George has joined us. Welcome, George. Let me take Carol's question, then we'll move on to you. Carol, what is it? Go ahead.
I just wanted to note that when I saw the report, I saw that there was not any indication of KPFAs, which had an appearance that KPFA had not complied, had not turned anything in, and so on. And so I checked with both Maria and Netta, and they sent – this is for people who are on the air who haven't seen the email exchanges – that they reply that KPFA is not referenced in the memorandum. And by the way, I noticed at that point that this is an update report. So I think that's probably why, because it's – the other stuff is updated. But anyway, as they have provided all the required documents, KPFA also is one of the entities that reconciles their own bank statements each month. No issues were noted with the station, just so everybody listening knows. Thanks. That's it.
Thank you, Paul. George, hi. I hope you had a lovely vacation. Got some rest and are ready to attack.
I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you. This is swinging. I can't hear you.
Can everybody else hear me?
I can hear you.
Your voice quality dropped a bit, though. Your voice quality did drop a bit. You might want to speak closer to the phone or the mic.
Okay, that's what I'm doing now. Yeah, my headphones. The battery ran out. So, George, Maxie read the report for us, so people are updated on what's in there. And you mentioned that you might be able to fill in a few details. I don't know if you had something specific in mind when you told me that, and if you want to go ahead and tell us what else you've got there for us.
Sure. I can field questions. I was on for the reading of the report from Maxie, so I'm familiar with that. So our teams were out there in L.A. and Berkeley, and they were able to kind of dig in, and having their presence there, I think, was useful. We got pretty good cooperation to nail down some of the open items. And just on Carol's note, KPFA did eventually come through with everything, but the investment account hadn't been it had been reconciled, but no entries had been posted. So we had to do a lot of kind of year-end work with them, but they're certainly capable and get the work done, and so there was very little follow up with them, if any, on this trip. I know they did go over and visit, so we do have substantial information in, and that's why the auditors are able to commence on the 15th. I think one thing they did find, one problem we've had with the legal bills, some of the legal bills that have been tested are include past due balances, and so it's difficult to tell what the fees are for. And I think on that visit, there was a fair amount of correspondence from lawyers on various lawsuits. So so there might be some unknown, unrecorded liabilities out there that the auditors will likely note. And just the item, I think it was in the report here, with going concern, I think getting that plan in place is important, because there needs to be a pretty solid plan for working out of this situation. We've got a good start with the getting operations under under decent control, at least for several of the units, but the even after working that out, it's a pretty difficult situation in that the net assets should be a positive number, are minus about $4.6 million. And so you get into a liquidity issue, and they're going to want to see some sort of workout plan that they can take care of some of this debt. And so it's going to take something substantial to get to that point and to take some serious thought. So that's kind of a concern. But the change in net assets for the year, as that said, on the draft financials, is minus $124,000, and I think depreciation was more than that. So just a quick measure, it looks like it was a cash plus year. So that's kind of a shiny side to the cloud.
George?
Yes.
I don't really understand that very well, so I'm thinking maybe other people don't. How is it a cash plus year? What did you mean? The change in net assets is basically on paper that it's negative $124,000 minus depreciation to make it.
Well, so if you were to add back depreciation, which is about $200,000, that would indicate $75,000 in the black on a cash basis.
Okay.
So that's just a when you see a negative result deficit for the year, the next thing to kind of look at as a reader of financial statements is look at the depreciation and see how much of that is a non-cash expense. And so I'm not saying it's a great long-term plan, but it's good to see that within the year it was on a cash basis positive.
Okay, great.
And it's mentioned in Tisha's report that Maxie read, But when I was in Germany and I didn't really have time and bandwidth to reply fully to a lot of what I saw, but it seemed like some confusion about who was preparing the financial statements. The impression seemed to be out there that we're leaving that to the auditors. And so I just wanted to emphasize that that I prepared the consolidated statements based on an adjusted trial balance.
You have? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you'd already done that. Okay. Great.
I took the Pacifica final trial balance, and normally there's just a few entries, but due to especially intercompany had been neglected, cash had been neglected, depreciation hadn't been adjusted. There was a lot of things that just weren't done in FY17, mm-hmm. just normal professional things that you would do. So I think I had about 95 adjustments to get to this number. Yeah, and some of these are big, time-consuming, complicated adjustments. So we got to the point of a substantially adjusted balance sheet. There's like I mentioned, some of these lawsuits and the pension plan are some big question marks. And so we've got an allowance there. I don't think it's ridiculous, but we weren't able to get a point-in-time liability number for the various retirement plans. So that's something that Wondering is working with the retirement plan consultants, and so we might just have to take what we have for 17 and endeavor to get it closer for 18. And I know some resolution, some of these plans were resolved to some degree in 18, so it should be easier to have that that number at least reasonably close. And I think it's reasonably close for 17 as well, but we'll have a little more evidence for it. Can I field any questions on that report or anything else?
This is Carol.
I think Serene, and then Carol.
Paulina,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, I have just sent draft motion text to the members of this committee, which reads the following, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this, that the audit committee recommends that the PNB send a repayment plan for the FJC loan to the auditors, maybe in this case might be NETA as well, and to this committee within 2 weeks. I would like the other members of the committee to opine on this, but I do want to put this motion on the floor.
Thank you, Paulina. Do we have any reactions to
that? Yeah, Max is in the stat.
Just
want to make sure.
Before getting to Carol, let's deal with this motion. Go ahead,
yeah.
Maxie.
Yeah, if you could repeat exactly what you're proposing, and if it's as I think I heard it, I think proposing a plan within 2 weeks might be premature, only because we are in negotiations with public media company to look at an array of alternatives, or options, I should say, to deal with the loan. And it will take at least 6 weeks for that process to play out. And I think submitting something in 2 weeks without that information might be, I won't say short-sighted, but like I said, premature. But if you'd repeat what you said, maybe I heard it wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, I said the following. The motion would read tentatively, and obviously, Maxi, having heard your comments, I would modify it before putting it on the floor again. The Audit Committee recommends that the PNB present a repayment plan for the FJC loan to the auditors with copy to the Audit Committee in the next 2 weeks as of the date of this motion. Of course, then I would perhaps modify the timeline, but I believe that this committee would need to pass a motion to get a repayment plan, at least a draft of a repayment plan presented, because none has been presented so far, and members of the National Board, who are also members of the Local Station Board, which I am a member of, have previously answered the question of where the repayment plan is. We don't need one now. We can just ask for extensions on these payments. We're okay. So that is my major concern, not just mine, but, you know, myself representing many different voices in our community, radio-affiliated. So I would really like to suggest a motion to recommend that the National Board present a repayment plan within a reasonable time frame. It's just we need to decide what's reasonable in this case.
Carol for the staff.
Thank you.
Carol, go ahead. Are you still, Carol, will you be on this topic?
I'll be on this topic, and then I'm on the stack for the other topic to talk to what's on the agenda now, which is the Netter report that George
just made. But first, go ahead with...
But on this topic,
I
think it's not on... It's. I understand, Polina, your concern about the loan. I think it's shared across the network. But this is not relevant to this audit. This is the 2017 audit. And so it's... you know, I think you're talking about a plan that has to do with something we do in 2019, and it will not impact this particular audit. And also, I think that even if there are some suggestions that come forward that Maxi and FJC and so on are working on, I think it will take some time after that for people to come to what they agree to be on the plan, and I know that everybody on the National Board, just like everybody in all the local stations, are very concerned. But I don't think this motion is, you know, relevant. No, that's me.
George, in
response. Go ahead, George. You'll be
fine.
Point
of privilege, real quick. Point of privilege.
Maxi, okay.
Yeah, I think it's important we not mention the name of the loan.
Company, right.
Yeah, I recall that being a stipulation of the situation that we're in is not to make an unnecessary reference.
Okay. George, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, since there seemed to be a questioner based on my report, I would agree with Maxi in that there is a plan and a process in place, and let that play out to force some sort of response in 2 weeks would lack credibility, and it wouldn't change this opinion that's going to be applied to this. To this audit, it's going to be a qualified opinion. There's going to be a going concern. There's going to be a going concern until there's something solid and visible. And so any plan in 2 weeks would be aspirational and would not give auditors comfort to leave off the going concern. I don't speak for them, but as a former auditor and just knowing their responsibilities, it would not change anything. So I think I would advise you that you let that process play out. That is happening maybe, and Max, you would know, at the executive committee level, which it probably should be.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. The what committee level did you say?
I'm not sure, but I would assume that that's at the executive committee level. Yeah. So,
no, I just didn't hear you.
And possibly 6 weeks, if there was, depending on the alternative that that is selected, if it's if it looks solid, they might drop the going concern for the FY18 audit. I still think that'd be tough. I don't think there'd be enough things in place, but that's a possibility. I would say 17, there's no way. And 18 is not going to look much better just in terms of condition of the books, because the CFO was a year and a half behind, evidently, when he left in April or May. And so, so 18 is probably on the rough side as well. But I think they've got a good plan in place, but they do have to keep their foot on the gas to get a viable solution to deal with that debt, and then cleaning up some of these pesky, pesky or troublesome lawsuits that they need to be handled and hopefully resolved one way or another, for 18. Well, 18's too late at this point, most likely. But for 19, hopefully we should be able to get something much cleaner for FY19.
Thanks, Dave.
I guess I'm asking for a point of clarification or request for information. The audit still and the going concern issue still requires. Does it still require that we present a written plan as far as we've got one? And if so, that was one of the points that is on the agenda, just if we've got some progress made there. I don't know if anybody can answer that. I guess not. I'm sorry, was Serene on the stack or Carol?
Serene.
Sorry, I lost track. Okay, Serene, go
ahead. Can you hear me? Okay. So, we don't have an executive committee. In fact, it's against our bylaws to have an executive committee, which I think a lot of people forget, because the folks do operate as though we have one. But we do have something called a strategic planning committee. And I believe this specific directive, Maxie just got here 6 months ago. This loan was taken out 6 months before he got here. And there was a strategic committee, which I believe was tasked with, expressly with coming up with a repayment plan. So even if Maxie is now working with, or I should say the Pacifica management team is working with this organization to come up with a plan, what came of the work of the strategic committee, which was supposed to come up with a repayment plan?
This is Maxie. She broke up at the very end. If you could just repeat the last sentence, the last question.
I'm wondering what happened with... What was the work of the strategic planning committee, which was supposed to have been coming up with a repayment plan, a long time ago? I don't see any minutes for that committee. I have no idea what they've been doing. Is there a plan from that?
Carol for the stack.
Okay. Carol, go ahead.
I'll answer that, but then I had my own questions from George. But,
right.
Okay. I keep trying to get to that.
I'm
anyway,
sorry, I forgot that.
That's all right. I'm on the strategic planning committee. I'm one of the people who argued we should have a strategic planning committee, and our task was not narrowly construed to deal with coming back with a plan for the repayment of the loan. It was to have a global look at how we were functioning and what our assessment was of our problems and to discuss a wide range of things. We came up with a survey for the whole P&D, which people ended up taking to figure out where there were agreements and disagreements on vision and direction. We also did a lot of work on bylaws because we saw that the bylaw issues are a functioning issue of the organization. The structure is a functioning issue of the organization, and we worked on that. And we had the position that a financial plan does not just involve, although it certainly does involve, finances and money and ideas to raise money, but when you're a radio network, it also involves figuring out how to be a great radio network so that the money that people in the public and the community that we serve give us the money that we need. So that's what I have to say to that. I don't know if I can speak now and ask my own question, or should I still wait?
I think you can go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can I just ask Carol something before she moves on?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serena. You're still on the point, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I just want to have the minutes posted for the strategic planning committee so we can go read about it, what you've been doing.
I can't understand you. It sounds like you have a terrible cold. I'm sorry to say.
Okay. There are minutes available.
And sounds like Serene's got a terrible sore throat, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Minutes are posted. We've posted our minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I hope you feel better. It sounds terrible. I hope you feel better than you sound.
No, I don't.
Sorry.
All right, may I go now?
Go, Carol. Yes.
Okay. My question was a question that was similar to the one Eileen raised, and I'm not sure that George has an answer or that it may be just an answer that isn't as hopeful as I would hope it would be. On the issue of a going concern letter, I understand what that is, and I understand that in the past our minutes, our audits have contained questions about the ability of us to keep going. And when you said that the cash flow was good on the 2017, that was great. But I thought that in 2018, because we've taken lots of steps to change lots of things and to really roll up our sleeves and do a lot, and also in 2018, although we didn't learn it until March of 2019, that our debt from Democracy Now! Was forgiven. Is there such a thing as a lesser going concern letter, you know, that says something like, we still have concerns, but we can see that there's great movement and so on? Does that matter, or doesn't that help when you're trying to get money or whatever? Thanks.
Should I respond to that question, Eileen?
Sure, go ahead, and I might have something to add. Go ahead, though.
Okay. There could be softening language, but the going concern concept is in or an out. They might still apply the going concern. but they might be able to add verbiage showing a positive direction. And there's no real test whether there's a going concern or not. It's a judgment call. And you can look at the financial statements and 100 out of 100 CPAs would give this a going concern. Just looking at the statements and knowing nothing about it. If they see that subsequent to year end that there was favorable events or conditions, then they might just drop it completely. So it's either in or it's out, but they would likely soften the language, and the opinion is completely theirs. The financial statements are ours. And so that's why I drafted the statements. And then in most cases, we would provide the numbers that go in the notes and disclosures. But the auditors usually have their own kind of up-to-date language for the notes and disclosures. At most stations and organizations. But the opinion is completely theirs. And so that's
Thank you very much.
Sure.
I want to clarify, Carol. I'm not sure, but I think you might have been conflating a couple of different things. One is the management letter that the auditors always attach to their audited. Uh-huh. There is not a going concern letter per se. It's more, at least last year's auditors were requesting a plan from us to show how we would get past all our problems and still be able, basically, if we were going to be able to survive. That was the point. Now, I think the fact that we're working on the 2017 audit and that year ended, that fiscal year ended almost 2 years ago, we have survived. So I'm not sure how that will be phrased by the auditors. They probably won't spend a lot of time on it because it's in the past and we're in 2019. 2018 will be more relevant and probably better developed. And by that time, you know, we might have more to show the auditors that is positive, that, you know, that will be after those 6 weeks of that Maxie mentioned, that, you know, the plans he's got going with, I forget who he said, the lenders, solidified. With somebody.
Maxie,
the plans that you said were going to take about 6 weeks, there might be more solidity there and more to say.
It's not with the loan organization. It's with the company called Public Media Company. They're going to assist us with that, not the loan company.
Okay, but in any case, 6 weeks to have a more of a solid plan.
But we have a request for information, please.
And Serene with a question.
I think somebody was before Serene.
Paulina has a request for information. Paulina.
Okay, Paulina, then Serene. Go ahead, Paulina.
So I just wanted to remind the body that there's a motion on the floor that I submitted I'm more than happy to modify before it goes, but it needs to go before the body. We need to do something about a motion that's on the floor. But before we go there, my request for information is the following. Because the loan in question was actually, there was a public statement from Pacifica to the public about the loan where the lender is named. How come all of a sudden we cannot name the lender? If anybody can answer that. And then the following question would be, I would really insist on Eileen's question as to whether the fact that there is no currently no plan, no repayment plan publicized, is that part of the going concern for the 2017 audit, or is it just for the 2018 audit, since the management letter already names the, and I'll quote, quote right now, the organization's ability to continue as a going concern is directly related to its ability to follow a rational plan and financially sensible strategy, and of course, generating sufficient cash flows to adequately service all of its operational costs, as noted, blah, blah, end quote. So I would really like to hear either from Maxie or from George or from both of them as to whether the fact that we do not have a repayment plan, if that's a concern for the 2017 audit or the 2018 audit or both. And also, again, comment on why we can't mention the lender all of a sudden when it its name has been publicized. So it's not like you can take back something that's been published already.
Yeah, we heard that. Okay. Does somebody want to mention?
I can feel a little bit of that. I wasn't sure about disclosing or not disclosing the lender, so I'll leave that to Maxie. But the going concern is not specifically about a loan. There's
1 second. Ken Laufer, please mute your – thank you. Okay. Go ahead, George. No, Ken, I see you're lit up again. Please mute yourself because we get that background noise. Go ahead, George.
Okay. Yeah, the going concern is a broader concern than just payment on a loan. There's a substantial amount of uncertainty and debt on the balance sheet. So it's not just a payment plan, and the payment plan itself is not that hard in the short term, but I haven't studied that loan in a few months, so I'm not firm on the terms, but it does balloon in a short number of years, I believe, so that the payments start off reasonably, but then it would need to be refinanced or paid. And I won't say the term there just because I don't have the numbers at hand. And in terms of disclosing it, I'm not sure about that.
No,
normally,
you don't need to comment on that. You wouldn't necessarily know about that. So
okay.
Don't worry about that part.
In terms of the
okay.
Motion, that's the next agenda item. So I think once we get clear with the audit questions, and maybe before you go into that motion on the next agenda item of the going concern, I would excuse myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just give us a few more minutes then, I guess.
This is time straight for the stack.
I
was hoping Maxie could respond,
and then
Serene was on the stack, and then Grace. Yeah?
Well, timekeeper, Eileen, we're at 40 minutes, so I just want you to know.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll try to be brief with my response. Obviously, the loan was taken out prior to my arrival, but my understanding, having reviewed the documents and listening in on several conversations relative to it, is that it was the request of the loan company that we not make public reference to them. I don't think it's something that, you know, Pacifica necessarily as an organization wants to employ. It's more following the request of the loan company. So that's the reason for that. If it's been done publicly, it was probably something that should not have been done or was done because of some special circumstance, but that's the reason for it. It's not for any Pacifica related reason. It's more the request of the lender.
Thank you, Maxie.
Yep.
Clarification, please.
Go ahead, Paulina.
So this was something done at the request of the lender after Bill Crozier replied to Bill Eisen, the late Bill Eisen, who is a listener here at KPFK, who requested this information, and there was a summary of the loan published for public information. What I'm trying to say is the following. Once you publish something, you cannot unpublish it. Once you make certain information public, you can't retract it unless...
Understood. Paulina, I'm going to interrupt you.
Sorry. I don't understand what Maxie is saying here, and I really would like to understand. How can we all of a sudden censor ourselves in terms of naming the lender when in the past this has not been the case? So once the information is public...
Paulina, I'm going to interrupt you again.
So
we hear your point. Thank you. I don't know if anybody else agrees. I don't think it's that relevant to our discussion of the audit. We might want to look into whether it was a written condition of the loan in some way, and if it was violated publicly, that doesn't mean we have to still continue to do it. That would be my feeling. But if no one has an objection, I'd say let's move on and leave that topic.
That's fine. Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. As far as the motion that's on the floor, what's your ruling? Are we voting on it now or later?
Oh, let's look at it.
Eileen, while you're doing that, I can add another layer of information that was part of the question.
Sure.
So,
before you do that, though, should we let George go?
Eileen, this is Grace. I have some questions for George.
Okay, I'll be quiet then.
Okay.
Can I suggest
yeah.
that we postpone consideration of the motion until we're finished with George?
Okay. Post George, yes. Although Serene was on the stack before you, Grace, but if you, in the interests of letting George go, let's move that up and hear what your questions for him are.
I do not yield.
You don't yield. Okay. I would like to postpone the talking about the motion, though, until after we let George go.
My statement is not about I wasn't referring to the motion.
Serene, why don't you go ahead, Serene? I'm giving you the
wanted to clarify something. Maxie, you said public media, but I think maybe you meant greater public.
No.
Public media is Mark Hand, right?
It's an organization called Public Media Company, who we're consulting with. We've yet to sign in the formal agreement. We're actually trying to get some additional information for their proposal, but once that's done, they will submit a formal proposal, which we will present to the National Board for consideration in addressing the loan.
Is Public Media Mark Hand?
Yes, Public Media Company.
Okay, and the greater public that you were talking about earlier?
That's a different organization. That's an affinity organization for development and marketing professionals, but we are members of that organization, but that's a different organization.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Serene. Paulina, do you mind yielding to Grace so she can ask George his questions?
I don't mind. Go ahead.
Can let him go? Good. Okay. Grace, go ahead with your questions for George.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, this is somewhat hopeful. I'm glad that the 2017 audit is going to get going, and it looks hopeful that it will be completed fairly soon and that the 2018 one will be a little speedier. So I'm happy about that. I have some specific questions from the information we got. So first of all, it's under number one. It says KPFA, KPFK, and P&O other endowment funds. Per email correspondence with prior year audit manager Wendy Thomas, this was also an area where they had issues obtaining data from the foundation. They relied on the fact that prior auditors had substantive documents to support balances. So this is a kind of a deficiency. So what's the plan to get this figured out, George? I have about five questions about things on this thing, this list that you sent us.
Right.
But
okay.
Is there any plan to get this figured out?
The permanently endowed funds are about $1.1 million, and about $750,000 came from a particular grant in probably prior to 2010, so some years ago. P&O was not able to find any documentation on that gift. Maria was able to find documentation relative to the half that went to KPFA, and that piece is properly invested. To a smaller degree, KPFK, I hope I didn't just say that wrong. Maria has documentation for KPFA. KPFK, they could not find anything, and National Office could not find anything. And so this is kind of what it says there, and that the auditors last year are just banking on relying on the audit of prior years, that somewhere along the line they verify that these are permanently endowed gifts, and they're relying on those numbers. Asking for 20-year-old endowment gifts is kind of unnecessary, and I think that the current auditors are just gonna hold their nose and do the same as last year's auditors and rely upon that. The good thing is